Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Magic Mason is an inventor, visionary, revolutionary thinker, painter, designer, home renovator, and an accomplished author. Magic was born in Iran. In 1985, he moved to Germany, and he decided to move yet again, this time to the U.S. In 1989, he became a U.S. citizen. He's traveled all over the world and published several books. The books we've talked about here on This Week in America, World Peace of Glory and Senses, a collection of subjects from psychology to linguistics, architecture, culture, economics, childhood education, the history of laws, and more. Also thought-provoking architectural design ideas that show readers different architectural wonders around the world, offering interior design ideas and techniques. And he published a Persian version of his book, Few Story for You All. He studied construction management at Northern Kentucky University, has a master's degree in public administration, and is working on his PhD in general psychology. He's also a sales specialist in big retail stores. As an inventor, he has two utility patents. One is a political chess game, which I have in my office, and the other is a superbed. We welcome back to This Week in America a true visionary, Magic Mason. Magic, a pleasure having you back with us. Always a pleasure. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Rick. That was very nice of you, having me. سلام به همه مردم ایران درود به همه مردم ایران میگم که من مجید خداونده هستم که نزدیک 40 ساله توی آمریکا زندگی میکنم 5 سال قبل از اینکه به آمریکا بیام توی آلمان زندگی میکردم دوره هایی که توی این چند ساله که بودم یه چیزایی دیدم که میتونه تمام ایران رو عوض کنه یعنی این خرافات و این چیزایی که داشتیم عوض کنه من توی اینجا توی کار فروش کارپت و هاردوود فلور کابینت اینا هستم که مشتریایی که میان اسمایی که دارن واسم خیلی تعجب‌آوره یه مشتری داشتم چند سال پیش اسمش سوزان هان بود سوزان هان وقتی که قرارداد هاردوود فلورش امضا کردم امضا کرد سوهان امضا کرد سوهان من متوجه شدم لهجه انگلیسی داشتش متوجه شدم که این سوهان اسم این زنی بوده که یه نزدیک 2300 سال پیش توی قوم اومده بودن این اجد آباد این سوهان سوزان هان اومده بودن توی ایران با یه مرد محمد اسم محمد بود ازدواج کرده بود توی قوم یه خونه خریده بودن توی قوم بعد اونجا شیرنی فروشی واش کرده بودن زن سوهان شیرنی فروشی درست کرده بود این سوهان رو اختراع کرد اسم خودش رو گذاشت روی سوهان بعد یه دختر مریضی داشتش دختر اون موقع 300-400 سال پیش متوجه نبودن که این سرطان خون چه شکلیه که سرطان خون میگیره بعدن این بچه 13-14 سالش که بود این سرطان خون انقدر اینو دوست داشتن سرطان خون مردش بعدن اینا پولدار بودن شیرینی فروشی داشته مرد چیز بود واسهش یک مقبره ساختن توی قوم مقبره ساختن اینا زندگیشون رو از دست دادن هر جفتشون مردن شوهر و اینا بعدن آخوندا که اینا ازشون تکر میکردن نوکرای اینای زن انگلیسی بودن و اینا این گفتن این دختره که اینجا مقبره که ساختین چیه گفتن این دختره معصومه است معصومه گفتن چیه بعدن همین حضرت معصومه گفتن اینجا رو و این مسئله قم پیش اومد که ملاها قم و اینطوری درست کردن و پول جمع میکردن به اسم مقبره قم. بعد چند سال گذشت من رفتم توی همینجا توی کنتاکی که بودم توی دانشگاه کار میکردم، بعد میگفتن کوآپ، سه واحد دانشگاهی داشتم، بعد دانشگاه به هم اون سه واحد رو به هم میداد که من قبول میشدم، مثلا میتونستم تمام درسم رو تموم کنم. سه واحدی که داشتم به امریکایی که بودن که زبانشون خوب بود و اینا پرفکت بود، کمپانی خیلی مشهور مثل مصر اینا بهشون آکواریوم اون موقع داشتن میساختن توی نیوپورت کنتاکی، بهشون کار داد. بعد من که خارجی بودم، ایرانی بودم، به هم یه کاری به هم دادن، دانشگاه به هم کار گفتش که این کار رو باید ورداری، $8 به هم میدادن، ساعتی $8. بعدن اسم کار چیزه مغازه چیز بود، برادران رزو برادر. بعد اینا اومدن توی رزو برادر رفتم کار کردم، بعدن دیدم اینا چند ماهی که اونجا کار میکردم دیدم چیزی خیرشون نمیرسه، چیزی یاد نمیدن. من بودم اونجا میگفتن تو این مقدار ساختمونی که نگاه میکنی استیمیتور، من بودم استیمیتور کن که این دیوارات چند اسکورفیته، به هم بگو که مثلا این دیوار که رنگش مثلا خاکستریه این 4000 اسکورفیت رنگ میخواد. بعد این رو من حساب میکردم، متوجه شدم رزو ایتالیایی بود، اینا از ایتالیا اومده بودن ایران، این رزو اسمش شد رزا شد. بعد اینا انگور الگور بود اون موقع وایس پرزیدنت انگور. بعد من چابهار که توی ایران کار میکردم 19 سالگی 18 سالگی رفتم چابهار نزدیک دهی بود، دهه اسمش جکی گور بود. اینا رو که میگم سریع میگم چون که وقت نداریم، ولی باید دنبالش تحقیقات کنی، ایرانیایی که باهوشن اینا برن تراول کنن، مسافرت کنن، همه رو پیدا کنن. رفتم چابهار، اسم دهاتی که اونجا کار میکردم جکی گور بود. من میگفتم این جکی گور چیه که اونجا اسمش جکی گوره؟ من متوجه شدم که این خواهر انگور بود، جکی گور انگور، مثل الگور که نماینده رئیس چیز بود، وایس پرزیدنت کلینتون بود. بعدا اینا متوجه شدم که اینا خارجی بودن، اومده بودن ایران، انگورو که گریپسو که آورده بودن ایران اسم خودشو، زنه که کشاورز بود اسم خودشو گذاشت روی انگور. همه ریجن هندو پاکستان افغانستان اینا به انگور یا گریپس میگن انگور، اسم زن کشاورزی بوده که اونو آورده بوده. برای این پسرش نوش رزو بود، رزو که شوهر ایتالیایی داشتن رزو. بعدا اینا اومدن توی ایران فارسی یه ذره یاد گرفته بودن، بعدا گفته بودن که اینا رزو چی شده، این مسئله انگور و اینا همه خارجی ها بودن که اومدن چیز شیعه رو، شیهه یعنی اون شی بود که دختر بود که شیعه رو اختراع کردن، سنی ها و مسلمان های شیعه با هم دیگه همیشه دعوا دارن به خاطر اینکه میگفتن امام رضا رزو. That's these are the story I write it in my book, that Persian books I have it. please support me. By I don't have a story to tell you guys. I am in cave. I have something vah shud be me به من وحی شده یا خدا به هم نازل کرده، اینا نیستش. این چاخانه رو من بلد نیستم بگم، ولی اینا واقعیت هایی که تو این چند ساله، 40 ساله که اینجا بودم دیدم و همه واقعیت داره. اینا رو تو کتابم نوشتم. خواهش میکنم که شما ایرانی های عزیز بخونید، متوجه بشید که این تجربیاتم که بوده واقعیت داره. چابهار مملکت ایرانه که ما خودمون مسافرت میریم، همش میخوایم بریم شمال، یه چابهار نمیتونیم بریم مثلا اقدام کنیم. یا مشهد میریم، مثلا این انگشترهایی که امام رضا گرفته، مثلا ببینیم که اینا نقره هایی بوده که از ایتالیا آورده بودن، آبشون کردن، بعد انگشترهای دور حرم امام رضا، متوجه بشید که اینا از ایتالیا اومده بودن. ولی میخوام بگم که گول این چیزا نخورید، این خرافات و این داستانهای قدیمی که این همه گفتن نگونید، مملکت رو بسازید. امیدوارم که درست بشه. Rick, I'm sorry, I am done with the Persian language. When you ask me for Kennedy, I stop do the Kennedy story.
Well, our interview today is a little different. I'm asking the questions in English. The answers for Magic will be primarily in Farsi, an important language in the Middle East and in Central Asia. It's a very important project for Magic to do this particular interview, and we're very pleased to be able to give him the platform for this. And that is something in all of your books. You talk a lot about history. You talk about law. You came to the United States back in 1989, became a U.S. citizen. Let's talk a little bit about history, what you've learned here. And I know JFK, President Kennedy, Vietnam, something you have a unique perspective, a world perspective. Talk a little bit your thoughts on that.
Yes. President Kennedy and Johnson, when he comes to the power, everybody knows President Kennedy was very floated with the ladies, with all of the secretary in the White House. Everybody was trying to sleep with her. Marilyn Monroe, they was trying. When he has a wife, Jackie Kennedy, he was very jealous of him. He cannot control himself. And then Johnson was his vice president. He was jealous of him. He said he has a wife. He is still floating with the other ladies. He's running. He's not faithful for his job. And Johnson, he planned his killing the Kennedy with the Hoover. Hoover is the CIA, FBI, head of the FBI and CIA, the planet to kill the Kennedy. And Jeff Ruby was inside the trunk of the car, and then he shot his Kennedy from the back of the car. He was in the trunk of the car. He shot his Kennedy. And then as soon as the car is running, and then the driver, everybody knows the shooting the Kennedy, they said you speed it up as soon as you shot for the shot. Shooting the Kennedy inside the car. And then who is going to driving the car from the building? Nobody hit the bullet, only Kennedy, the bullet that go his head. When we are in the America, we see a lot of cowboy movie from the 2 mile over there, shutting the people. It's not true. They has to be very close shut. The inside the trunk of the car was Jeff Ruby. As soon as he went to the, he speeded up to the hospital. After hospital, there was FBI and CIA. They washing the car with the bucket. They was trying to cover the story. When you see it in the video, they was washing the car the right away. And then the Johnson, he was trying to escalate the nobody understand what's happening. And then Jeff Ruby, the next day they come, they kill the Oswald. Oswald, that was all made up the story. CIA and FBI, they create that story to cover the crime they did. The Johnson, he was trying to cover his mess in the TV and the radio with the publication. And then he escalated the Vietnam. Every day they said killing the people, everybody in the family, they had somebody in Vietnam, they killed them. Johnson was caused that pain. And Johnson, they killed almost 52,000 American because of his madness. He killed that Johnson was the maid of the Kennedy. When the Jackie Kennedy, as soon as he come out of the, he shoot the his husband, you grab him, you say what they needed. He was trying to come out of the car. He was, as soon as he come out, and then he get married with the old man, with the Onassis. He married with Onassis. He does not want to interview anything inside. Jackie Kennedy was part of CIA and intelligent too. He has no interview after his death of his husband. And then Jackie Kennedy does no interview, interview anymore after she knows husband that day he's gonna kill that day. Knows that. And then somebody shoot them from the back of his head. Even autopsy was the Kennedy, his bullet was in his neck. They come out after his head. One of them, they said he's old. One of the doctor was maybe for CIA. They said, no, the bullet was in the tire, higher head. That's a story. That's America was that. But the American make a lot of mistake in presidency. They choose the president. A president is not trustful to the public. And then people, they take advantage of the American people. They go bad because of the president, they make mistakes. That's the Johnson, they killed 52,000 American. And then later on, Iranian 1979, they get 52 people in embassy, the hostages, they come. And Johnson, they killed 52,000 American. And then Iranian, they get 52 hostages in embassy. They does not hold him anything, just only they keep it for 2 years. And then they want a relationship, not getting the relationship with together. And then that's stuff, sometimes hard-head president or somebody, they hold the whole economy because of the no relationship. When you get that relationship with Persian or other country, no fight, wealth goes higher, economy is good, everything is gonna good, and don't get that involved with the violence or something like that. That's a lot of President America, when I was trying to say, I can say a lot of made mistakes on the blaming on the America on relationship with the president, and America is bad because nation to nation, because of the mistakes president they do in America. You have to watch it. And then I don't want to put the people like a sheep. You direct the sheep to the farm or direction. You have every person is not anymore sheep. Every person is prophet. You are like a prophet. You are like a Muhammad, or you are like a Jesus. You are like a Moses. You are educated, everything. You can vision everything. You don't make a mistake with the try to direct you different direction, make mistakes. You are the American, every person in the world, you are as a prophet. You can direct yourself. You don't need to direct you to wrong direction or to the economy is bad because we go with the one leadership, the view for that one leadership, they direct you to the wrong direction, you go economic bad, everything is bad because of the one person. You have to wide vision. We have to have a nice vision of the everything. Don't direct it. It's only one person view. That's all.
So much there, and this is why it's always interesting to listen to Magic, a world traveler, well-educated and acclaimed author, as we go through and discuss. And boy, time always goes by so quickly. A few minutes left in the program. I need a few hours left in the program, but we will do what we can here. Magic Mason is our guest. His books were showing on the video screen. I mentioned World Peace of Glory and Senses. Another book, Thought-Provoking Architectural Design Ideas, and the one that was translated into Persian, A Few Good Story for You All. You'll find them on Amazon. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and Magic's website, mostimportantbooksforyourlife.com. And again, all those on our website, and you can link directly. Magic, we got a few minutes left in the program. You have so many important messages that you want to share. Doing the program today, many of the answers in Farsi. What would you like to talk about? What's really at the top of your mind right now that you'd like to call attention to?
I want attention to the people, educated people. When you voting for somebody, you have to direct the people. You have to have a law and regulation on constitution to direct the people to the. We have so many old stuff, so many old people, old books, everything like that. We have to destroy all of the, not destroy, leave it alone, but we have to write the new law, new regulation, with the base on nine senses, based on the education we have. We have to write the law. The next step, we're going to, for next generation, we're going in the right direction. We don't make mistakes, war, or for the miscommunication. We have to have peace. We have to have right stuff in the human based on nine senses, everything like that. We have to have, we have to write it a little bit more. Don't go in the wrong direction.
Well, it's so important. Global peace, magic is talked about. We've talked about it on the program, including how minerals and natural resources can be divided for all the world. Everyone has money, sharing it that way. Yes, he mentioned language, how important that is. And he's talked about one language and the nine senses and the important role that would play. Let me ask you about a couple minutes left here. Language. You talk about one language, and you understand moving countries as you have done and struggling with different languages and being able to understand the nuances of the languages and say something that's interpreted. Talk about how difficult that has been for you with multiple languages going from one country to another.
Is completely different because of the hate nation to nation that has a long time ago. They difficult to understand each other. They always fight each other. We have to have a one language for the whole world to create the peace. Communication is very important. I write my books in a combination of 18 languages. Every language, I write it 150 words for each language. During 12 years, elementary school to high school, kids can learn it. After 12 years, you have perfectly one language for whole world. You can understand each other. Nobody bully about his pronunciation. Nobody bully about the language. We have to have education. We teach him to the kids a lot of unnecessary stuff in a school. We have to teach him right stuff. We teach him mathematics many hours, English many hours. We don't teach it. It's the 2 hours language we can communicate with the whole world. All based on the original language, we keep the culture, we keep the base language in the whole world tradition. Every language, we save it, and then everybody in the world, they speak one language eventually.
So much there, and we will have Magic back with so many programs with him. The programs, by the way, you'll find just by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, Googling Magic Mason on This Week in America, and you will find those. The book where a lot of this is discussed is World Peace of Glory and Senses. That's a collection of a number of topics. We talk about the history of law. We talk about history and history repeating itself, including mistakes and the language issue. There's so much more that in his books. Magic, I'm going to take 30 seconds here at the end. What are you working on now? What is the next project? I love when you've got things going and you're thinking and you're always a step ahead of everybody here. What are you working on now?
Right now, I got the permit. I drew the plan for my house. I got the permit. I'm building the one room in the backyard right now. I built the one room a few years ago. Just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I drew the plan. I take it to City of Mason, and then I get the permit for another room. I work in the retail store until I am 67 to retire. I am almost, I told you, the Da Vinci, Leonardo Da Vinci, when he was 63, he was tired of the Italian politician. He was very hot summer. He goes in the top of the church in the hot underneath the roof. He painted the painting in the church. And then he was living in the church. He has no house in Italy. He was tired of the Italian politician. He write the resume to France. He write the resume to King of the France. When he was 63, he moved to France. the king of France, they said, I give you a house, chateau, palace, you come to Paris. His house is in Paris, a state museum. You can see his house. He lives from 67 to 60, 65 to 67 in Paris. He died in 67 in Paris. He was trying to, when he was in Paris, he created the machine gun. And he create the tank, everything like that.
Yes.
He was trying revolution about the religious people. They was trying to do the whole thing in the religious. When I'm at work, even religious, they bother me all the time. We had one manager. His name was Mike Francis, like a Pope Francis. He was a few years ago, he humiliated me a lot in front of the customer, everything like that. I realized that was intelligent for the religious. He was trying to promote himself. But the Da Vinci, he was trying to revolution, but he was lived only 3 years after he moved to France, three more years. He died in 67. He was trying to revolution that time in France.
Yeah, yes.
He was. That's it.
Well, I mentioned a revolutionary thinker in the beginning. That's just one of many of the adjectives that we apply to our friend and guest on the program, Magic Mason. All of his books, including thought-provoking architectural design ideas, you'll find on his website. The website is mostimportantbooksforyourlife.com. All of the books are available at Amazon. Just Magic Mason, you'll find it there. And links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Magic, always a pleasure. Thought-provoking as always. I love having you on the program and looking forward to many more. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much, Rick. God bless you. Please say all of your co-workers, your family, thank you very much, everything. God bless you guys, everything. Hopefully everybody understand what I try to say. When you review a few times, maybe when you heard it a few times, maybe you understand what I'm trying to say.
Well, it's very important, and we are happy to be the platform for this. Our guest on the program, Magic Mason, once again, his website, mostimportantbooksforyourlife.com. All of our interviews on Google, Amazon, Apple, iTunes, all of those places. Just Google Magic Mason, This Week in America. You'll find all of our interviews. You're listening to This Week in America, and we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.